AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This hour, President Obama is getting a first-hand look at what it's like to be in prison. He's visiting a lockup near Oklahoma City, highlighting a criminal justice system he says is flawed. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
In a series of appearances this week, the president's arguing mass incarceration in America not only is wrong, but expensive and counterproductive. He wants to see shorter sentences for drug offenders, better options for nonviolent criminals, and better treatment for those who are locked up, many of whom, he says, aren't hard cases and could turn their lives around.
Trial date's been set for the man accused of shooting and killing 9 black church members last month in Charleston, South Carolina. Dylan Roof's trial will begin on July 11th of next year. Roof has not entered a plea, and his lawyer is not asking for bail. Somebody pointed laser lights at airplanes flying over New Jersey last night. Our Warren Levinson's got this.
Pilots of 11 commercial aircraft flying over New Jersey reported being lit up by lasers. Pointing a laser light at a plane can temporarily blind a pilot. Doing so is a federal crime. The pilots reported laser lights on both sides of the cockpit. No injuries were reported.
Former President George H.W. Bush is in fair condition at a hospital in Maine after falling yesterday and breaking a bone in his neck. President Bush is 91 years old, but that hasn't slowed him down, says Ardino Hazel.
Since Bush left the White House, he's skydived at least 3 times for his birthday. He celebrated his 90th birthday by making a tandem parachute jump near his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine.
Overseas, Greece is getting a bailout loan from the European Union now that it's agreed to tighten its belt even more. This will help with its immediate bills. The Dow is up 36 points. This is AP Radio News. Rescue crews searching for victims of a Kentucky flash flood are battling mosquitoes, snakes, and piles of rubble and mud so thick they suck the shoes right off the searchers' feet. 3 people are confirmed dead, 1 missing, and nobody's sure yet what happened to 4 others. Lieutenant Governor Crit Llewellyn is in Flat Gap, Kentucky.
There is still an active search and rescue effort ongoing. Our estimates are there are 100 to 150 homes that have been impacted.
Now to the TLC reality show, 19 Kids and Counting. It's off the air. TLC says the show will not be picked up for an 11th season, and it will not air old episodes either, after revelations of sexual misconduct by star Josh Duggar, who has apologized but not specified for what. He has never been arrested nor charged with a crime. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.